The National World War II Museum is planning a tribute to the men and women of the Monuments Men, the special soldiers in the little-known unit rescued cultural treasures from Nazi destruction. Ever hear about the Monuments Men? A crack team of art experts who ensured the salvation of priceless works of art. Well, you will. A film starring George Clooney, Matt Damon, Cate Blanchett, and New Orleans' own John Goodman is being released next week. It's called Monuments Men and is based on a book by World War II Museum trustee Robert Edsel. Edsel hadn't heard of them either.
I was living in Florence, Italy in 1996. I moved there to pursue finding some new career. It turned out that what I did was carve out time and allowed the new career to find me. This is a story that I tripped on quite by accident, walking across the Ponte Vecchio one day, the only bridge in Florence not destroyed by the Nazis when they fled the city in August 1944. And I wondered how, in the face of the most destructive conflict in history, a war that cost the lives of 65 million people, so many of the works of art and other cultural treasures survived, and who were the people that saved them? And I wasn't embarrassed that I didn't know the answer, but I was hugely embarrassed. It had never occurred to me to ask a question.
So he asked around. He ended up co-producing a documentary film based on the book The Rape of Europa about looted artwork. In that research, he came across the story of the Monuments Men, which is a bit off because there were women involved and 13 nations participated. Edsel describes the people involved.
Men and women, middle-aged museum directors, curators, art historians, artists themselves, who volunteered for service during World War II to become a new kind of soldier, one charged with saving rather than destroying.
But movies aren't as sticklers for the truth as a museum, so sometimes the characters in the movie are a mix of different people. John Goodman explained his part before hosting a special screening of the film at the museum's theater.
He's based on a real person. They changed the name just in case. They didn't want me, in case I screwed up.
And he says he wants to learn more about the real team.
After all, it's a movie. It's fiction based on reality. It's heightened reality.
And you say you want to learn more. How are you going to do that?
Mr. Edsel's written a couple more books that I'm interested in. And learn more about the people that were trying to protect the fingerprints of Western civilization from being wiped off the face of the map.
And that's where the museum comes in. A permanent 1,700-square-foot exhibit is planned for the upcoming Liberation Pavilion, the last of the permanent exhibition halls at the museum. It will look like one of the many salt mines where art treasures were stashed during the war. Museum President Nick Mueller says there will be electronic kiosks to show the paintings that were recovered. War stations will be set up for an interactive experience. He says the new building seemed a natural home for the exhibit.
We are telling this story in the Liberation Pavilion because the Liberation Pavilion talks about the discovery of the camps, of the concentration camps at the end of the war, the cost of victory, the stories of liberation, and there's also a chapel reflecting on the spiritual dimensions of the war and the chaplain's story.
Edsel's Monuments Men Foundation will also be asking the public to join in the search for art that's still missing. Information is available on the foundation's website. Meantime, the museum has raised about $7 million so far for the new pavilion that's expected to cost up to $30 million. It's planned to open in 2016 or 2017. For WWNO's Inside the Arts, I'm Eileen Fleming.